الحمد لله الذي جعل الليل والنهار آيتين فمحونا آية الليل وجعلنا آية النهار مبصرة لتبتغوا فضلا من ربكم ولتعلموا عدد السنين والحساب وكل شيء فصلناه تفصيلا والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وخاتم النبيين وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في كلامه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن هذا القرآن يهدي للتي هي أقوم ويبشر المؤمنين الذين يعملون الصالحات أن لهم أجرا كبيرا وأن الذين لا يؤمنون بالآخرة أعتدنا لهم عذابا أليما صدق الله العظيم. وقال نبينا وحبيبنا صلى الله عليه وسلم خيركم من تعلم القرآن وعلمه أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. All praise and glory be to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, creator, nourisher, sustainer, provider, protector and controller of every single being. Peace and salutation be upon our beloved master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on his family members, companions, on every single Muslim brothers and sisters who follow and who is following and who will follow the sunnah of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam till the day of Qiyamah. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, I would like to humbly remind myself and each and every one of you with a reminder and the wasiyah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to remind, and the Quran continuously reminds us, it is the taqwa, ittaqullah, fi Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to your capacity, according to your ability, and taqwa is only decided by Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, actually, all of us would have read a message today. There is a heat wave between 12 and 3. It might affect us. When we get changes in the nature, it doesn't happen on its own. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala changes the conditions. So our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when the conditions keep changing, he gets afraid and he turns towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and will seek protection. O Allah, please protect us. Do not destroy or punish this ummah the way you have punished the previous nation. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us. And you would have heard that there was a storm in India, and there's a lot of people due to those storm of dust, they passed away. So things can change and it can be a test for us. So at this moment we must start thinking and pondering why all these are happening. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to turn towards Him and then think and ponder and act correctly and act honestly towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us, as this is the time that we all turn ourselves towards Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, every year all of us approach month of Sha'ban, and then we are now expecting the month of Ramadan. When month of Ramadan is approached, generally, continuously, our spiritual condition, and a feeling towards Quran, feeling towards the religion, commitment towards religion, and increases. This is a natural atmosphere. My respected brothers, why does that environment, why does that month of Ramadan make us become better person? You feel you want to pray more, you want to read Quran, you want to do everything correctly. That is the atmosphere, the surrounding that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept. And according to the hadith, the shaitan, the main shaitan is being taken into captive so that we don't have interference. There's no one to, you know, invite us towards wrongdoing. So we are more clear in our vision. But my respected brothers and elders in Islam, anything that we do, due to the peer pressure, due to the environment, due to the atmosphere, that's not going to be stable. We're not going to be istiqama in that. We're not going to continue that. So that's something very important. That while we have that atmosphere, while we have the peer pressure to do good, that we need to continuously think, ponder, and see that how I can be steadfast and how can I continue in this good deed. There's two efforts our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. That one is the individual effort, individual upliftment. As a believer, as a person individually, how can we make effort and become a better person? And other one is the collective effort. We as a Muslim, we as believers, we as people who work towards peace, work towards justice, we have a collective responsibility to create an environment, atmosphere where we can practice and obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our collective responsibility. Our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, when the day of Qiyamah approaches, when the final day is approaching, one of the signs is that a believer protecting our iman, the faith, will be so difficult as it is the person is holding onto a coal. He cannot hold on to it. It's burning. It's hurting. He finds it difficult. He will be oppressed and cornered. Why does he have that feeling? He has that feeling because the environment, the atmosphere, not that religion is difficult, not that Islam is hard. Islam is putting us in trouble. Our iman and faith is making difficult. No. The environment has changed, the atmosphere we live has changed. Our neighbors, our brothers, our friends, and now holding on to the righteousness, holding on to the faith, holding on to the right, doing and honestly become very difficult. And you will be looked at as a person as strange. What's wrong with you? Immorality becomes so public. Immorality will prevail so much. A person who has modesty, a person who behaves with a lot of respect and dignity will laugh at him. He will feel like he is an odd person. Nobody wants to become friends with him. Nobody wants to talk to him. Nobody wants to associate with him. My respected brothers, this is a very dangerous condition. May Allah protect all of us, the future, our young generation, my young friends, our children, they are facing a such an environment. At school, they have to do something wrong, then they have acceptance. Our daughters at school, they are facing these challenges. They are facing these challenges. They have to behave like animals. They have to do the wrong thing. They have to come out of their modesty, haya, and they have been accepted. My dear respected brothers, modesty and haya are looked at a trouble. It is looked at an issue in the community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect all of us, so we all of us do have a collective responsibility to create that environment. And maintain the standard, not our standard of living. We need to raise the maintain our moral standard, our value, so that through that we will have a better generation, inshaAllah, we will be able to protect them, and hidayah is from Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So through Ramadan that we see, people don't pray, they want to pray. They don't fast, they don't want to fast, they are not really committed to Almighty Allah. They are not committed to Islam. But due to the pressure, due to the environment, and he starts enjoying, praying is not difficult for him. Fasting is not difficult for him. Waking up early morning for suhoor is not difficult for him. It's not waking up for fajr becomes very difficult. We need to create that environment at home. We need to create that atmosphere at home. We are obeying Almighty Allah and doing the right thing, that should be the environment where you feel comfortable. Our children must feel comfortable. So it is the responsibility placed on our hands. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should give all of us the courage, the ability, and the strength that we work towards in such an environment. At school, at public places, at home, wherever we go, we create that atmosphere where people will do the right thing. And we stand against all the oppression, and we stand against all the wrongdoing which is happening around us. My respected brothers, Ramadan, when Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala introduced and explained about Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains and describes Ramadan with Quran. Doesn't say month of fasting, it says month where I have revealed the Quran. Attached the Quran. And what does the Quran teach us? Why do Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala given us this month? This is a month of reflection. We need to reflect about who we are. We pose on and see how far we have to travel. Am I traveling in the right direction? Am I traveling towards the right direction? What I have achieved in my life? This is a month which will make us think and ponder. It should make us just think and ponder. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, I said many of us just do it because of the environment, because of the atmosphere. We just do it because everybody is doing it. We pray Tarawih because everybody is praying and we just enjoy. We do not think, we do not ponder, we do not reflect. In Quran, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of the main commandments of Quran is that first verse is Iqra, read. Do we read? How many of us have the practice of reading Quran every day, reciting Quran every day, learning the Quran every day? Try to understand the Quran, try to ponder over it. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, this Quran will only guide for those who think, those who ponder, those who have taqwa. لِقَوْمِ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ لِقَوْمِ يَعْقِلُونَ لِقَوْمِ يَتَذَكَّرُونَ لِقَوْمِ يَتَّقُونَ لِقَوْمِ يَعْلَمُونَ. There are two evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers in the Quran. One ayah is all the creation of Allah. Is it when the rain, when it's raining, don't say it's raining. It's a thunderstorm. You try to think and ponder, oh, it's raining. Who is sending the rain down? Rain so hard. How is it possible? Who is doing it? But there is a lesson. Ayat liqawmi yatafakkaroon. There is enough evidence. There is ayat there for those who think and ponder. Every day we walk and travel. That has to increase our iman. That has to increase, and that has to make us better person every day. The another ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers in the Quran is the words. Every word is the ayah. You cannot really translate. Actually, the ayah is the word is not the exact translation of ayah. You cannot translate. It's the evidence. Every word in the Quran is the evidence. Which is saying it is proving there is one creator, Allah has revealed it. Which is proving there is a creator who is controlling this world. My dear respected brothers, do we think? Do we ponder? Do we reflect? It is unfortunate. We are here today as a Muslim in this 21st century. We are being cornered for many reasons. One of the reasons is not the Jews or the Christians or the disbelievers. Remember, they cannot destroy us. They cannot make us weak. It's very easy saying, oh, Jews are very strong. They are plotting against us. They are planning against us. The disbelievers are planning against us. They are very racist. So that's why we cannot progress. This is very easy to say, to blame others for your own failure. My dear spiritual brothers, history is the evidence. History is the evidence. Whenever we have been attacked by others, we grew stronger and stronger. We became stronger. Battle of Badr, we were minority. We were small in number. Overpowered by the large number, we became stronger and Allah helped us. Battle of Uhud, the second battle, what happened in Uhud? Outwardly, the seerah says that we lost that. We did not lose because of the strength of the enemy. We did not lose because of the planning and the plotting of the enemy. We lost because within ourselves, within our row, within our own people, they did not follow the guidance of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The guidance, the instruction was given, don't move from this. Don't make your own decision, just remain there. It is weakness within us. Weakness within us. My respected brothers, we are in this 21st century, we as Muslims of the world, Muslims of this country, we are in this condition not because of others, because of ourselves. We don't think. We are just emotionally driven. We cry for a while and that we forget in few minutes. We are large in numbers. We emotionally react for things. We don't think and we don't ponder. What Quran says, Quran commands us, requests us, think, ponder. My respected brothers, this month of Ramadan is the opportunity for us to think and ponder. How many of us really think and ponder and really use the intellect that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us? How many of us are sincere in the decision that we are making? Do we consult people? Do we think? Do we plan? Do we read? Do we learn? No, all the decisions are taken just on assumption. We decide things based on what we see in Facebook. We decide on what we see on WhatsApp. We come to conclusions. We just see one message and we have decided it. You know, tadabbur, tafakkur means not seeing the outer face. The word tadabbur comes from dubur. That is the back part. You may see a boat saying something else. But remember, don't come to a conclusion unless you go behind it. Unless you go back of it and really see what it is. We don't think. We don't ponder. We are here in this condition. Unfortunately, my dear respected brothers, we need to create a community. We need to create a young generation who will think, who will ponder, who will read. We can only progress, we can only achieve our goals And you can only be successful if you read, if you think and ponder and then practice, then you can progress. Don't just go with the flow. You come in big in number, everybody does it. Many of us do not know why it is. Why are we doing it? We don't ask ourselves. We don't question ourselves. What I'm doing is right? Is it correct? Is it appropriate? Does it suit the context that I live? Who am I? Just because of the atmosphere, because of the pressure created, we just go and do it. Just take the example of one masjid. You take the masjid. Many trustees, may Allah forgive me and I'm very sorry. Everybody wants to build the mosque, expand the mosque, renovate the mosque. Do they really sit and think and ponder and scientifically, practically see whether do we need such a huge mosque? Do we need this? You have a Qubba out, you know, you have a dome. Many times we think, yes, dome gives the identification, this is mosque, yes, that is one of the objectives. But in the earlier stage, when our architects, when they architect the dome, the objective was not just giving an identity, this is mosque. They didn't have a PA system, you know, public addressing system, this, you know, it was not advanced technology. So they wanted to take the echo, balance it in such a way, when the khatib sits and stands and delivers, even the last person in the hall is able to hear. It was done scientifically. There was a reason behind. So they spent that money, it worked. Because the objective is achieved. Objective was achieved. But nowadays we don't think. We don't ponder. We don't ask questions. Why? One person is doing it, we want to do it. We just follow. We don't realize many things that we are regretting now as a community. As a community, that because we have done all those things without thinking, pondering, and now we are told we have gone far away. We did not have proper planning. We did not have proper objectives. What are we trying to achieve? What are we trying to, you know, project here? No, competition. Competition just became repetition. It became duplication. Went on and on. What are we trying to achieve? Just not duplicating things. If there is a vacuum, we need to fill that vacuum. How can I do that? How can I achieve? So much of so, may Allah protect. Other day there was a brother, who maybe that brother is here. He said that we are competing so much in showing off, just to prove that I am greater and better. That he said, now we want to, you know, sometimes, this started with good intention. A father-in-law, he wants to gift a vehicle or gift something for his son-in-law, out of love. Initially started out of love, not out of showing off, not out of buying him off. No, this was just a gift. The stand of gifts are just raising above and above and above. Still, I want to do something better than him. I want to do something better than him. Other day the brother is saying, you know, our people start doing things without thinking, pondering. They want to give a zero mileage vehicle on a wedding day, so they don't drive the vehicle, bring, hire a truck and load the vehicle into the truck and, you know, bring it and keep it in the hall and say, okay, zero mileage, you have to drive the first kilometer. Where we have gone. And this is happening in our country. This is happening. Where we have gone? What are we trying to achieve? Are we thinking? Are we pondering? Are we really living with sense? If you do not think, if you do not ponder, what happens? we just go with the flow and come to a situation where we say we are lost. We have lost. Our priorities are really, we do not have pride in our life. What are we trying to achieve? My respected brothers, the Ramadan is not the month only to fast. You know why you fast and you become muttaqi when you feel hungry? That is the opportunity for you to think, oh, I'm starving because Allah has commanded me and there is a purpose in my life. Allahu Akbar. It's not just, you know, iftar, you see that initially people start giving iftar in order to what? Increase the family ties, you know, unite the family, brotherhood, friendship. Now what has become? Because we don't think and we don't have the limitation, we are not acting based on our objective. Now it has become a marketing tool. Marketing tool. They have gone somewhere else. Now do not do. At that time you just withdraw back and just go in the street and see someone who is really hungry. Old friend, think about the old friend who you don't have a relationship, inviting for iftar. This is a small number. You will achieve the real objective of iftar. Now we have mass iftar. One masjid wants to compete with another masjid. Apart from that, the masjids are competing. Oh, we want to get the, you know, the radio channel come and just, you know, talk about the masjid. So iftar and the imam is coming. We are lost. We are lost focus. We are trying to prove something else in things, doing things which is supposed to achieve certain objective. Imams are brought in order to, you know, learn, change our life. No, now we bring imams to show off. To say that, you know, I can do something. I can bring so and so. We can achieve. My respected brothers, we have lost sincerity, purity in everything because we are not thinking, we are not pondering, and we are not sincere for what we are doing. My respected brothers, Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, expect from me and you this. This is basic thing, honest. You know a child, you look at a child. Child starts smiling. The child is really honest. Child has no other hidden agenda in that smile. The child is enjoying the childhood. The child likes something that is saying, Allahu Akbar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from me and you that purity. When you look at a brother and smile, it is a sadaqah. You know, when it becomes a sadaqah, when you do not have a hidden agenda behind that smile. You do not have a hidden agenda behind that smile. You just smile out of love, out of respect. My respected brothers, we have lost. We have lost. We want to prove certain things. Everything has become a politics, unfortunately. Unfortunately, everything has become politics. Trusteeship must become a politics. Imamship must become a politics. Our social work has become a politics. Everything is that we want to prove with someone else. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect me and you, my respected brothers. Let us all go back individually in whatever field we are. Let us think and reflect in this month of Ramadan. What are you trying to do? There was a person few days ago, he called me, said, you know, I was well to do. Every Ramadan I had a norm. For the last 10 to 11 years, I prepare direction pack. I go to my village, you know, go to my village, I give it to everybody I come. Actually, this year, I'm really going through a difficult time. Financially, I'm not doing good. But now my heart is saying, if I don't do it, what will the villagers think? What will the villagers think? There is a pressure from my colleagues and friends and around. So you have to do it. You take debt and do it, no problem, because you need to maintain your standards. I'm a trustee in my village. But my inner heart is saying, no, I shouldn't do that. And between these two battles, I need your advice. Allahu Akbar. He's a sincere man, seeking advice. He wants to be honest. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expects from you. Be who you are. Be simple. Do what you can afford to do it. Just don't prove. And that due to that, you need to respect the person that. Our standard of respecting and honor has changed. That's why people start saying, okay, if I go in a taxi, if I go on a three-wheeler, nobody will respect me. Allah Akbar. Nobody will, you know, I will not have a place in society. So I need to drive a better vehicle. You know, if Allah has given you, فَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثَ, and you are doing the duty of your community, don't have anything, don't hesitate, enjoy the ni'mah that Allah has given you. Show that this is the ni'mah that Allah has given me. Although I have this, I'm humble. I'm a basic human. But don't try to pretend like someone who you are not. My respected brothers and elders in Islam, this is the time we as every individual and as a community think. This month of Ramadan, I want you to think and ponder. Connect with the Quran. Quran will make you think like this. Quran will guide you. يَهْدِي لِلَّتِي لِأَقْوَمْ وَيُبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. It will encourage you. Give you glad tidings. All the believers, we will get that. Let us be a student of Quran every day. Let us be a student of the Quran. Let us learn. Try to be a student every day. And if you're really sincere, then you will sit. You will learn. You will think. You will ponder. Make your children also think. Let them ask questions. Ask them. Tell them, you know, why you need to pray. Explain to them. Explain to them. Aisha radiallahu anha. And asked Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven you. He has protected you. Why do you need to stand so much in the night? You know, you don't need forgiveness because Allah has already forgiven you. The idea behind it. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you know, others might stand in the night. This is the idea. This is not his word. For sake of forgiveness. For sake of repentance. For sake of asking protection. You know, my objective behind standing in the late in the night is that to be grateful, Allah. I want to be grateful because you have already forgiven me. Make them think. You're not praying because of duty. You're not reading and learning because you want to, you know. No, make them think and ponder and do things with objective. That is our responsibility. So my respected brothers and elders in Islam, month of Ramadan is approaching, only one khutbah. This 1 week and the next week we will be in month of Ramadan. When we reach there, let us all reflect. Individually, as a family, as a community. Just leave those things, don't go with them. Sometimes you need to retreat a little bit. Hold on behind. That's what the i'tikaf is given. Come out of your environment. Go to a place where it makes you think and ponder. Try to do that. Because months will go away very quick. You know, even the masjid now, it doesn't make you think. If you can go further away somewhere, just do it. Which will make you closer to the nature, closer to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make you think and ponder. So my respected brothers and Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to protect me and all of you and make us all ability, give us the ability to think and ponder and practice and progress and be a better person. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah rabbil alamin. Qul lil kawni
wa qul. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Melum idu pondra innum pala bayangalai www.acmyc.com எனும் இஸ்லாமிய இணையதளம் ஊடாக நீங்களும் டவுன்லோட் செய்து கொள்ள முடியும். அஸ்ஸலாமு அலைக்கும். கம் ஃபீக சுரூரன் வஸலாமன் வத்மீன்.